Nasser and News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump and other top government officials were evacuated from the annual dinner of the White House correspondents after a security threat. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Secret Service agents removed the president, vice president, and cabinet members from the ballroom of the Washington Hilton. Attendees say they heard what sounded like gunshots from just outside the ballroom, which was packed with about 3,000 guests. Many in the crowd ducked under their dinner tables. Details have yet to be confirmed at this hour. At first, it appeared the dinner was going to be canceled, but the latest word is that President Trump will be returning to the dinner despite the security incident and ensuing chaos. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan on Saturday, and President Trump says he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. King Charles is on his way to the U.S. next week. Danica Kirk reports Charles is hoping to strengthen ties between Britain and the U.S.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are embarking on a four-day state visit to the United States. This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991. It stressed unity among the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom. It stressed their common culture, and it stressed the long ties between the military and the governments of both countries.
The American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling its job. A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% in 2015. This is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in over 20 states seeking to promote his ideology. This is SRN News. The health of Israel's leader is in the news.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has undergone treatment for prostate cancer and is now healthy. He says 2.5 months ago, his doctors discovered and treated a small tumor at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital with radiation treatment. Professor Aaron Popovster is director of the Sherritt Institute of Oncology at the hospital. He says a few months ago, during a completely routine checkup, a 0.9 centimeter finding was incidentally discovered in the Honorable Prime Minister. The Prime Minister underwent a thorough examination, and it was determined the disease is at a very early stage. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. military says it launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean, killing two people Friday. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin America waters has persisted since September. More details at srnnews.com.